Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Board of School Education declares HSLC and HSSLC 2024 results. Girls excel better than boys in both the exams. Machilo Yantan from Christian Higher Secondary School Dimapur emerges as top scorer in HSLC exams. Kohima District emerges as top performer among government schools in the HSLC 2024. And Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority says with the onset of monsoon, heavy rainfall accompanied with lightning is expected in the coming days. Now the news in detail. Girls have once again excelled better than boys in the High School Living Certificate, HSLC, and Higher Secondary School Living Certificate Examinations 2024, conducted by Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC. The results were declared today. In the HSLC 2024, the pass percentage of girls surpassed the boys with 51.92%, whereas the boys at 49.79%. The number of girls passing the HSLC is 8,455 and that of the boys stood at 7,133. In the top 20 list, out of the 77 candidates, 23 are boys and the rest 54 are girls. Of the 22,136 candidates appeared for HSLC, a total of 15,588 candidates have passed the examination with qualified percentage of 71.87. Comparing to last year's results, both government and private schools witnessed a slight decrease in the qualified pass percentage. The pass percentage of government schools for this year stands at 48.55% as compared to 49.13% in 2023, while private schools' qualified pass percentage is 86.77% as against 91.15% in 2023. While the overall pass percentage in arts stream is 83.16%, commerce stream 87.67% and science stream is 80.88%. In arts stream, the pass percentage of girls students stand at 86.18%, while boys students stood at 79.5%. In commerce, pass percentage for girls is 89.06% and boys at 86.7%, while in the science stream, girls' pass percentage is 83.96%, while for boys at 76.82%. Machilo Yantan from Christian Higher Secondary School Dimapur has emerged as the top scorer in the HSLC exams conducted by Nagaland Board of School Education, achieving an impressive 98.83% with a total of 593 marks. Katsino Jane Francis from St. Paul's School, Pesama, secured the second position with 98.67%, while Pratipa Depp from Holy Cross Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, and Amina Bickham from MGM Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, shared the third position, securing 98.50%. In the HSSLC exams, Gelezole Mekro from Dentipats topped the art stream with 97.40%, Sadyam Kumar Jaiswal from Holy Cross Higher Secondary School Dimapur excelling in the commerce stream with 98.40%, and Narula Imsong from Queen Mary Higher Secondary Residential School Mukokchung led the science stream with 96.20%. Top scorer of HSLC 2024, Machilo Yantan, has attributed her success to the divine blessings, unwavering support from her parents, and a nurturing school environment. Machilo, who wished to become a doctor, also credited her vice principal for gifting her the book Atomic Habits, which significantly aided her exam preparations while following the rule of intendation implementation. Commerce stream topper Satyam, on the other hand, shared his journey, revealing that despite not being an avid reader, he began intensive preparations in December 2023. He emphasized the importance of balancing academics and social engagements, stressing equal dedication to both aspects for achieving remarkable academic success. Elated Narula Imsong, who secured top position in science stream, shared that she was not expecting to be the topper, but constantly prayed to be in the merit list. She planned to enroll herself in NEET exams and hoped to become a surgeon. These exceptional students serve as an inspiration to their peers, demonstrating the rewards of hard work, dedication, and a well-rounded approach to education. Kohima District emerged as the top performer among government schools, achieving a remarkable 67% pass rate in the 2024 HSLC examination. Jeminu and Peck districts followed closely, securing 61% and 60% respectively. Shamado District at the bottom with 3%. In respect of private schools, Jeminu District is at the top with a pass percentage of 93%, followed by Kohima and Mokokchung at 90%. Of the 22 candidates under the category of children with special needs, 12 of them qualified the examination. They appeared the HSLC examination with exceptions like extra time, exemption of examination fees, scribe, use of laptop, etc. Meanwhile, there are 3 droppers from government higher secondary schools in the merit list at the HSSLC examination 2024 in arts stream from Mayang Nokcha Government Higher Secondary School Mokokchung, Government Higher Secondary School Jumukitima, and Bautung Government Higher Secondary School Longling in rank 5A, 5C, and 8 respectively. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said that with the onset of monsoon and prevailing weather condition, heavy rainfall accompanied with lightning is expected in the coming days. NSDMA said pre-monsoon activities expected to pick up during this period. Thunderstorm and lightning with gusty wind speed of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour is very likely to occur in the districts of Peren, Dimapur, Kohima, Peck, Woka, Zinabudo, Kifre, Mokokchung, Plensang, Mon, and Longling from 26 to 29 April. It stated that citizens should take necessary precautionary measures during this time and exercise caution from lightning strikes and gale winds, which may cause disruption in communication and connectivity. Due to the likelihood of excessive precipitation in the hill sector, Nagaland's lowland and foothill regions, including Dimapur, Newland, Jumukitima, Pandari, Bangdi, Dizit, and Duli, are likely to be impacted by inundated water logging and flash floods. In this regard, NSDMA Home Department has urged the public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities during this period. NSDMA also requested all the district disaster management authorities and other aligned departments to be on alert to save lives and properties during this monsoon period. Business activities came to a standstill in Kohima, Dimapur and Woka as business establishments remained closed during the indefinite shutdown which began today. The shutdown has been called to protest against multiple taxations by Naga political groups. Movement of vehicles was not restricted, but the traffic was very thin. However, banks, schools, offices functioned as normal. Shops and business establishments in Jumukitima and Newland also remained closed. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has informed that both the HSSLC and HSLC compartmental examination and improvement examination will be conducted in June 2024. NBSC said the eligibility criteria for the HSLC and HSSLC 2024 compartmental examination and improvement of performance has been raised from 3 to 4 subjects in the greater interest of the students. The board informed that eligible compartmental candidates will be given 2 chances to clear the needs improvement or failed subjects. A qualified or past candidate of HSLC and HSSLC examination 2024 who are desirous of improving their performance are also eligible to apply for improvement examination in 4 or less subjects. NBSC said a candidate who qualified the main HSLC and HSSLC examination 2024 but secured needs improvement or failed marks is also eligible to sit for the exam. NBSC added that candidates who wants to appear these 2 examinations must apply online through NBSC portal from 10th to 18th May 2024. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Border School Education declares HSLC and HSSLC 2024 results. Girls excel better than boys in both the exams. Majilo Yantan from Christian Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, emerges as top scorer in HSLC exams. Kohima District emerges as top performer among government schools in the HSLC 2024. And Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority says with the onset of monsoon, heavy rainfall accompanied with lightning is expected in the coming days. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.